dust in the sun, I'm the sun in your eyes, I'm your only light. Your cup of beans and your bag of rice will never be my real price. Way down here for 7 long years, 7 and 8, 7 and 8, 7 and 8, 7 and 8.
Great voice, and what a great turn of phrase. Golden Sparrow from Morley. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrae Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. You can find us on Facebook at Celt in a Twist and World Beat Canada. We each have our own pages up there where you'll find players and playlists for each weekly program. You can also check in with worldbeatcanada.com. There you'll find articles, our blog is up there, some great information on the homepage about our favorite albums of last year, and new charts, and so on and so forth. So check it out, worldbeatcanada.com. Thank you especially for listening, and I hope we can bring you some much-needed company during these strange times of self-isolation, and we wish you the best of health and happiness, and until we can get back to some semblance of normality. Thanks to our subscribing stations, too, for getting the word out over the airwaves the good old-fashioned way. And we'll leave things with the Planet Smashers. They're from Montreal, some ska punks, and, this is appropriate, can't stay anymore. But we'll give our last word to another musician, Taylor Hansen, who had this to say: to the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you may be the world.
Oh, my girl, only one. Love will only change so much. Well, I'll come home, believing that you still belong. And I know something's wrong. I haven't seen you in so long. Oh, I will not stay anymore. Tears like waves falling back to the sea. Whatever will happen will be. Oh, our words have compromised love. Our actions cannot rise above. And so it is time we go our ways, our ways. Well, my girl, only one. Love will only change so much. Well, I'll come home, believing that you still belong. And I know Something's wrong. I haven't seen you in so long. Oh, I will not stay.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tdca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. The song that just played there was one called Union Station by the band Rockets Red Glare off of their self-titled album. Before that, a song called RS by the band Blake off of their self-titled, and a song called Scientists and Saboteurs off of, by Calm off of their Moonraker / Scientists and Saboteurs two-song EP. And one interesting thing that I've found about the band Calm recently, I heard about them originally because they're an associated act to Duster. Two of the members of Duster took part in Calm, and Duster, one of my favorite bands, I frequently talk about them. They're a slowcore act, but these guys rather were taking part in Calm as a post-hardcore sort of band, I guess. And now the third member of the band happens to be one of the guys from Indian Summer, so I think that's a bit better known in the realm of, I guess, post-hardcore music, if I'm going to describe it broadly. And yeah, I guess that's kind of interesting. I noticed that there's a little bit more to their discography that I haven't listened to. It seems there's another EP as well as a bootleg recording where I saw a review of it where someone mentioned the tie-in to Indian Summer there, so that's pretty interesting. Also, another tie-in is that Rockets Red Glare and Blake, two bands that I just played. I think Blake was sort of a precursor to Rockets Red Glare. I think, if I'm looking at it timeline-wise, I don't know if they're concurrent or what, but I know the Blake self-titled album came out in 2001, and the self-titled Rockets Red Glare album came out in 2002. And even though much of Blake is more on the, I don't know exactly what to call it. I've seen it listed as emo core, but I don't know if that's really apt, or maybe I just don't know really what emo core is, in spite of my emo listening. But anyway, I find it interesting in that way that you can hear the sort of progression that the band has. There are definitely those quiet and loud dynamics and feelings of restraint that you hear in some of the Blake songs off of their self-titled that I guess are seen fully developed, or more developed, at least, in the Rockets Red Glare act that some of those members went later on to take part in. So, definitely interesting that way. And lately, I've been trying, not quite desperately, but in order to fill up my spare time and fill up time on the show, I've really been looking around trying to find new artists and new bands to play, especially within the Canadian scene. And Blake is one I've had on my radar for a long time. I'd always meant to listen to them, given my at least brief fondness for Rockets Red Glare, as they're one of those Canadian bands and that I found and really loved when I first started off in creating my radio show here. So it's definitely, I guess, I could almost call it cathartic, or feel like I've gotten something out of the way by playing Blake now, and I'll find more of their songs to scatter in. And it seems that there are also some bonus tracks off of their self-titled album, so those should be interesting to listen to as well for me, and to throw in there and see, well, maybe go through the rest of their discography as well and see how it ties in and turns into Rockets Red Glare. Anyway, carrying on from that, there's going to be a song from a Toronto band called Slow Decay coming up next, and after that, a pretty new song from a Spanish, or, well, no, sorry, Italian noise rock band called 6 Feet Tall. But anyway, this next song is called Slow Decay. We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song there was one called Do Don't by the Italian band 6 Feet Tall off of their Be Grave With Your Life album. And before that, a song called Slow Decay by the band Metz off of their Acid/Slow Decay 2-song EP. And those are both two pieces of music that I've come across very recently at the time of recording this. The 6 Feet Tall track was actually one that I got from, that was given to me as a pre-release for their album. I was clued into it by the station manager, Sean, so I got to listen to that maybe a little bit ahead of when it was actually released, that being June 12th, 2020. And kind of on a similar note, or just, I guess, commenting on the coincidence involved, is that on music forum that I'm a part of, someone kind of sent me a message telling me to check out a band that they're part of that happened to be another post-hardcore/noise-rockish Italian band. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Maybe there's a whole scene of noise rock over there brewing that I'm so far mostly unaware of that I'm just cluing into now. But anyway, that's something that in due time I will check out, and maybe there will be more Italian noise rock songs being played in the future on this show. That Metz song was one that I think I listened to them for the first time today. I don't know. Yeah, how I came across them was I was on Bandcamp just looking at everything released under the tag noise rock, and that band happened to come up, and I was surprised enough to see that they're from Toronto. It always kind of frustrates me when I go to Bandcamp and try seeking out music from certain locations, because you can narrow down the music that you're searching for by tag, but the challenge is that I think you can only do a few at once, and people don't always include their location in the tag, and you can't really search too well based off location on there, because I'd very much like to be able to search for all sorts of math rock and noise rock and what have you being released in Canada on that platform, but it's not a super clear task. I'm sure there's a way to do it. Maybe there are external tools by which I could do that, or maybe I just have to go about it in a brute force kind of way and sift through all the new releases on there and see what comes up as Canadian. But anyway, that's something I'm going to work on with time as I hone my skills in finding new music, and especially new Canadian music. And as I was producing this show, there was actually quite a bit that I was exposed to in the realm of Canadian music that kind of fits my musical bill in terms of genre, I guess mostly falling along the lines of noise and math rock. So I guess there's a lot out there, and there are probably small scenes that I'm just unaware of. When I think about the local Thunder Bay scene, there are plenty of bands that I've seen that I think don't have anything released out online, or don't have, or at least for a long time hadn't done that. And considering how much I like some of those bands, it's a little worrying to think about all the bands out there that play in their scene and have fans locally, but, you know, you just might never hear them because there are no recordings that ever make it, you know, into any sort of release, whether it be online or by physical media. So it's a bit of a shame in that way that it's not easier for recordings to be done, because I know from musician friends of mine that it's an expensive process. But anyway, this marks the end of the half hour, and I'll be back in a bit.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theater, bringing a revolutionary season of live theater to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheater.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense. That last song there was one called Yes, This Is a Rant. Sorry, Yes, This Is a Rant by the band North of America off of their album This Is Dance Floor Numerology. And before that, a song called Munition Ships by a band called A History Of off of their album Action in the North Atlantic. I think that album, Action in the North Atlantic, was named after a documentary and perhaps a book of the same name that was released on, I guess, the role of merchant ships or something in one of the world wars. Admittedly, I haven't looked too far into it. I was mostly interested in the fact that there were another Halifax noise rock band. I think North America was also from Halifax. They also follow along the lines of the kind of spazzy, mathy noise that you get out of North of America. So I was really excited to hear that. In fact, they were so similar that when I first listened to the Action in the North Atlantic album, I thought that A History Of must be some later band or some of the members from North of America, especially when it came to the vocal stylings. So that did not turn out to be true, in fact. They're totally different bands. So North of America was about turn of the millennium. 2001 is when their This Is Dance Floor Numerology album came out, whereas that song from A History Of came out in 2009. So there's a pretty long period of time, music-wise, I guess, between them, in terms of how much can change within that span. So it's cool to see that there is some kind of a noise rock scene going on there, out on the East Coast. And the entry I saw, I think A History Of released their music on the No Yes record label, and it's the review or little blurb I read about them on there mentioned that there's a whole Halifax noise rock scene, so maybe I have to open my ears a bit more and seek out in that direction, because that all goes in hand with my seeking out of new or different, new to me, Canadian music that falls along the lines of math, noise rock, emo, whatever. All the sorts of stuff that I play on here. Slowcore, if I could find any in Canada, would be fantastic, because I'm always struggling to reach beyond the handful of Canadian artists that I know that have put out music in that way. I think I'm always turning back to the band Kepler. They're from the southern Ontario somewhere, I think, and they capture a certain almost alternative country kind of slowcore, and I think it kind of fits the classic definition of slowcore, but I'd like to move out beyond that, because there are a lot of different interesting slowcore bands, and I think it'd be, or maybe it's also just one of my favorite genres to listen to. But anyways, another similarity I found between A History Of and North of America was the guitar tones between those two songs. As I was kind of threading them together for producing this, it sounded almost like they could have been off the same album, so that was pretty cool. There are definitely more differences between the two bands that became apparent as I listened to the rest of Action in the North Atlantic. So they're not just a rip-off band. I think the vocal stylings are still very similar, but I don't really mind that, and I think it's probably because that's a more common thing than I realize, the sort of belted out vocal style that those bands have. And A History Of definitely managed to differentiate themselves enough from North of America for me, so I definitely enjoy them in their own right, how would you say that? In their own light or on their own right? Whatever. Anyway, I like the band. Gonna play more of them, I'd imagine. Gonna pick through the rest of their discography, hoping that there's more to be heard. Anyway, the next song that I'm gonna go into here is one called If I Knew Numbers by a band known as On the Might of Princes.
She's really pretty great, isn't she?
Thank you. くと午前1時俺今5杯目色マックスでは裸の女が待っとるらしいドランクアフターヌーン。